Biden's trip to Asia. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden wrapping up his three-day trip to South Korea Sunday, in which he focused on both business and security interests. His plans include showcasing Hyundai's pledge to construct a $5.5 billion electric vehicle and battery factory in the state of Georgia, and visiting U.S. and South Korean troops who are monitoring North Korea's growing nuclear threat.
President Biden's first meeting with the new South Korean president produced tacit warnings to China to stay out of Taiwan or else face the same consequences that Russia is receiving over their invasion of Ukraine. Also, new plans to consider expanding joint military exercises in this region because of the evolving threat from North Korea.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Seoul, South Korea. President Biden will next be traveling to Tokyo. Americans now have another virus in their midst. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has more.
The CDC reports another viral disease has made its way into our country. This time, it's monkeypox, a rare illness from Africa. Health officials are investigating one possible case here in New York right now. The patient has been isolated. Symptoms of monkeypox are flu-like, but apparently do not spread as fast.
Former Heisman Trophy winner Herschel Walker, who is running for the Republican Senate primary Tuesday, criticizing Washington lawmakers at a campaign stop Saturday.
What we have done, we've elected people to office that forgot about the reason they went. They forgot they're supposed to represent the people. They're representing themselves. They're putting America second.
Former President Trump has endorsed Walker. Police in Goshen, Indiana, saying a shooting there leaving two people dead and multiple people injured Saturday afternoon. And a shooting at a hookah lounge near San Bernardino, California overnight, killing one person and injuring eight others. Early voting winning the Preakness Stakes Saturday. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A major peanut butter brand recalling many of its products.
There's a new outbreak of salmonella poisoning. This time, the offending product is Jif peanut butter. The FDA, along with the CDC, are investigating reports from several states. The CDC has found that 5 out of 5 people affected had specifically eaten different varieties of Jif prior to becoming ill. Evidence indicates that the product all came from the J.M. Smucker Company facility in Lexington, Kentucky. They say if you've got Jif on your home or store shelves, with the lot code numbers ranging from 127-4424 and 2140425, you should wash and sanitize surfaces and utensils that have come in contact with the peanut butter. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Police in Ohio saying a woman was shot to death near Dayton Friday after she shot at officers.
They advised her to still drop the gun. The officer that had the vantage point raised up with his weapon and she fired another round. He engaged her with 6 rounds. And she went down.
Mike Mills, Miami Township, Ohio Police Chief. Officers were initially called to the scene after receiving reports of a woman firing a gun in an apartment complex parking lot. A competitor in the Brooklyn Half Marathon died after collapsing at the finish line Saturday.
Police say the 30-year-old man from Brooklyn collapsed just before 9 a.m. at the finish line in Coney Island and was taken to Coney Island Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Officials say 6 other runners had to be taken to the hospital as well, 3 with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. New York City was under a heat advisory on Saturday, with temperatures set to reach the 90s for the first time this year. Over 22,000 runners ran on Saturday from Brooklyn's Prospect Park to the Coney Island Boardwalk as the half marathon returned to full capacity for the first time in 3 years following pandemic restrictions. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.